This is Tanisha, and you're tuned in to the second installment in the Secret 7 series by Enid Blyton. Let's dive right in. Secret 7 Adventure by Enid Blyton. Chapter 1, A Secret 7 Meeting. The Secret 7 Society was having its usual weekly meeting. The meeting place was down in the old shed at the bottom of the garden belonging to Peter and Janet. On the door were the letters SS painted in green. Peter and Janet were in a shed, waiting. Janet was squeezing lemons into a big jug, making lemonade for the meeting. On a plate lay 7 ginger biscuits and 1 big dog biscuit. That was for Scamper, the golden spaniel. He sat with his eyes on the plate, as if he was afraid his biscuit might jump off and disappear. "Here come the others," said Peter, looking out of the window. "Yes, Colin, George, Barbara, Pam, and Jack. And you and I make the 7.
"Whoop!"
said Scamper, feeling left out. "Sorry, Scamper," said Peter, "but you're not a member. Just a hanger-on, but a very nice one." Bang! Someone knocked at the door. "Password, please," said Peter. He never unlocked the door until the person outside said the password. "Rabbits," said Colin, and Peter unlocked the door. "Rabbits," said Jack, and "rabbits," said the others in turn. That was the very latest password. The Secret 7 altered the word every week, just in case anyone should get to hear of it. Peter looked at everyone keenly as he came in and sat down. "Where's your badge, Jack?" he asked. Jack looked uncomfortable. "I'm awfully sorry," he said. "I hid it in my drawer, and it was gone when I looked for it this morning.
But I think Susie's got it."
"Susie's an awful pest when she likes." Susie was Jack's sister. She badly wanted to belong to the society, but as Jack kept patiently pointing out, as long as there were 7 in the Secret 7, there couldn't possibly be any more. "Susie wants smacking," said Peter. "You'll have to get back the badge somehow, Jack. And then in future, don't hide it in a drawer or anywhere, but pin it onto your pajamas at night and wear it. Then Susie can't get it."
"Right,"
said Jack. He looked round to see if everyone else was wearing a badge. Yes, each member had a little round button with the letters SS neatly worked on it. He felt very annoyed with Susie. "Has anyone anything exciting to report?" asked Peter, handing round the 7 ginger biscuits. He tossed Scamper the big dog biscuit, and the spaniel caught it deftly in his mouth. Soon everyone was crunching and munching. Nobody had anything to report at all. Barbara looked at Peter. "This is the 4th week we've had nothing to report, and nothing has happened," she said. "It's very dull. I don't see much point in having a secret society if it doesn't do something, solve some mystery, or have an adventure."
"Well, think one up then," said Peter promptly.
"You seem to think mysteries and adventures grow in trees, Barbara." Janet poured out the lemonade.
"I wish something exciting would happen too," she said.
"Can't we make up some kind of adventure just to go on with?"
"What sort?"
asked Colin. "Ooh, this lemonade's sour."
"I put some more honey in," said Janet.
"Well, I mean, couldn't we dress up as Red Indians or something and go somewhere and stalk people without their knowing it? We've got some lovely Red Indian clothes, Peter and I." They talked about it for a while. They discovered that between them, they had 6 sets of Red Indian clothes.
"Well, I know what we'll do then," said George.
"We'll dress up and go off to a little thicket. We'll split into 2 parties, 1 at each end of the thicket, and we'll see which party can stalk and catch Colin. He's the only one without the Red Indian dress. That'll be fun."
"I don't want much to be stalked by all 6 of you," said Colin. "I hate being jumped on all at once."
"It's only a game," said Janet.
"Don't be silly."
"Listen, there's somebody coming," said Peter.
Footsteps came up the path right to the shed. There was a tremendously loud bang at the door, which made everyone jump.
"Password," said Peter, forgetting that all the secret seven were there.
"Rabbits," was the answer.
"It's Susie," said Jack in a rage. He flung open the door, and there, sure enough, was his cheeky sister wearing the SS button, too.
"I'm a member," she cried. "I know the password, and I've got the badge."
Everyone got up in anger, and Susie fled, giggling as she went. Jack was scarlet with rage.
"I'm going after her," he said, "and now we'll have to think of a new password, too."
"The password can be Indians," Peter called after him. "Meet here at 2:30.
Thank you for listening. This has been Secret 7 Adventure by Annie Blyden. Please tune in for more audiobooks in the future. Good day.